Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Freddie, and I have with me a returning champion, Mark. If you know him from my previous The Three Amigos podcast earlier, he is my returning champion, and I haven't seen him for a while. We hung out today. It's a Friday night. We're doing a recording, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring him on. Something that I want to talk with Mark about is, I know Mark is a big football fan. If anybody knows anything about football, I know Mark knows about football. I mean, look at his shirt right now. Texas Longhorns. Do you really like Texas Longhorns, or is that just something you bought?
No, I'm a Texas Longhorn fan because, I mean, I'm from Texas. I was born here, and I'm a UT fan.
What do you think about the Aggies?
They're all right. You know, but like, you know, hey, there's nothing more better than the Texas Longhorns.
Hook'em horns. Okay. Because I have a friend of mine who, from work, and he likes the Aggies. I think he referred to the Aggies as like the underdogs or something like that. I don't know. Are the Aggies better than the Longhorns, or the Longhorns better than the Aggies?
Oh, the Longhorns are better than the Aggies.
Okay. That clears it up. So, what about the Super Bowl this year? The Rams versus the Bengals. Do you think that I got to see the game with you? Mm-hmm. We hung out. We had a little barbecue. We hung out. Yeah. We saw the game.
Yeah.
I thought my opinion, and I don't know a lot about football, but my opinion was it was a very good game. It went down to the end. I thought the Bengals were going to do a comeback and take it down. And the only reason I was for the Bengals was because I used to travel to Ohio. I used to work in the fields in Ohio. I've never been to LA, or one time I accidentally went to California because I took a wrong turn from coming back from Vegas. And I went into California for about 10 miles when I realized I'm going the wrong way. So then I came back. But I was for the Bengals because I've been to Ohio. It's an Ohio team. But you gave me a little bit of background before about the quarterback for the Rams, which I didn't even know anything about. That just goes to show you how much I know about football. But you told me that the quarterback for the Rams used to play for the Detroit Lions, right?
Yes.
How long has this guy been in the NFL, more or less, would you say?
He was with the Detroit Lions for about 12 seasons.
12 seasons, never won a Super Bowl, obviously.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
Nope.
To a Super Bowl.
Nope.
Did they ever get to like the, I guess they never got to the playoffs or anything like that.
Nope.
So then he gets released from the Lions.
Yeah.
Goes to LA.
No, not released. He got traded.
Okay, he got traded. Yeah, What's his name?
Matthew Stafford.
Yes. Okay. So Stafford goes from the Lions to the Rams.
To the Rams, yes.
This is his first year there.
Yes, first year.
That's amazing. Like, he, for 12 years, was he a good quarterback before? What was the problem? Why didn't he ever get close, would you say? In your opinion, why didn't he ever get close to the playoffs? Was it because maybe the team, whoever, I would assume that maybe the team that he was with, maybe they didn't have enough good players? Why do you think he never got close with the Lions?
Because you said it. Because maybe the team, you know, because it's a team effort. It's not just that quarterback. But then, well, I mean, it depends. Because, like, look at, like, how can I say it? Like, Tom Brady.
Tampa Bay. Or what was his previous team? The Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots. You know. Well, I mean, to me, I don't believe in that, you know, just a quarterback. But then, you know, like Tom Brady, when he was there, the New England Patriots, they won what, six games in a six Super Bowls?
Six Super Bowls.
Okay, and then he got traded, or whatever.
He went to Tampa Bay. Did he win right the first year out of the gate? Did he win?
Yes.
He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I know what you were trying to say, but you're trying to. I know you were trying to say that it's not just the quarterback. But I think, in my opinion, and I don't know anything about football, but I think Tom Brady is a type of quarterback that he can motivate his team. Yeah. Everybody buys in to say, hey, we can do it. If he says, hey, you're good enough, you're going to do it, and he motivates people, he gets everybody on board, everybody buys into it, but also he brought Gronkowski back, right?
Yes.
And then so the whole team buys into it, and they accomplish that.
Yes.
Right? But yes. I guess for Stafford, there wasn't much buy-in, or he didn't have good teammates with Detroit.
Apparently not, because, like, like, imagine 12 seasons, then he went with the Detroit Lions, and then, like, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And then just from 1 year to the next, you know, I mean, his first season with the Rams, and then he already won the, you know, he's a Super Bowl champion.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing. To me, I mean, I was rooting for Matthew Stafford to win his first Super Bowl, you know, at least because, like, my Cowboys.
Oh.
Hey, my Cowboys didn't. I'm sorry to say. I'm gonna say my Cowboys because, like,
no, don't, you know what? And don't be sorry. That's fine. Listen.
If you're
a Cowboys fan, I don't want to crap on the Cowboys.
But hold on. Right now, I'm being a hypocrite, everybody, because you know why? Because, like, I hate it when I see on Facebook, when I see a lot of stuff, like, you know, like a lot of people say my Cowboys, whatever, you know what? You know what? No. The Cowboys didn't go to the Super Bowl, but I'm sorry, I apologize, you know, for saying my Cowboys. No. The Cowboys didn't go to the Super Bowl, whatever, okay, fine, but like I can't say my Cowboy because I'm not a part of the team.
You're not an owner. You're not a manager.
A player or nothing. I'm just.
Okay, so that's why you don't say my Cowboy.
No, I'm just a fan.
Okay,
I'm just a fan. But a lot of fans say my team, and that or whatever, my Cowboys or whatever, and then also there's this other. Like, you know, what's his name? Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless.
Oh, right. They're always fighting over it.
Yes, like Skip Bayless, you know, he always says, my Cowboys, you know, whatever. And then once they're losing whatever, he just, you know, like he doesn't say anything about my Cowboys, you know, like. I mean.
So he's like kind of like a Johnny Come Lately. Like, if they're winning, he considers them his team.
Yes.
If they're not winning, he kind of jumps off the bandwagon or doesn't even mention.
Yes.
Why do you think, since you're a Cowboy fan, why do you think a lot of people either love the Cowboys or they hate the Cowboys? Usually I don't see anybody in between. Like, from my experience, I don't think I ever run into somebody who is in the middle. They either really like the Cowboys and they're on board wholeheartedly, or they really don't like the Cowboys or the fans of the Cowboys. My experience, this is, and I'm just going to express my feelings. From my experience, I found that people either like the Cowboys or hate them. A lot of the hate, I think, doesn't necessarily come from the players of the Cowboys. A lot of times it's the fans of the Cowboys that they go to extremes.
Yes.
I mean, they, and which is, for some people, it might be, it's fine. Like, you know, they wear the jersey, they say it's my team, I bleed blue, yes, and DC for life.
Yeah.
You know, these people, they take it to extremes. I've been in situations where just trying to make a joke, I'll make a joke about the Cowboys. I've seen people get angry, like really angry, if I make a comment. It's even gone to the extreme where I remember one time I knew a guy on Facebook. He unfriended me. And I'm not going to say who it was. I'll tell you later who it was. He unfriended me because I rooted for the Houston Texans. And he was a Cowboy fan. And I was just trying to make a joke about the Cowboys. This is a few years ago. And he unfriended me. And he hasn't... we haven't been friends again online anymore. But I think... Why does it get to that point that why are Cowboy fans, why are they so enamored with the Cowboys that they're either all in or all out? And why does it get so extreme? I don't understand that. Like it's a football team. Something that I think about is the players for the Cowboys, and this is just me thinking out loud. The people who play in the NFL, they're all millionaires, right?
Yes.
They're all making a lot of money. And I understand if I put myself in a position of what sport am I passionate about? I don't know a lot about football, but for instance, for my part, I like to watch UFC. I have favorite fighters that I root for.
Yes.
But when they lose or if they lose, I don't hate the other person, or I just look at it and say, well, that was a good fight, or this could have gone this way, or this could have gone that way. Why do you think Cowboy fans are so passionate about their team and go as far as getting angry with the opposition? What do you think drives them to act that way? And we've all seen it online, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's so many, like if you get on Facebook during football season, there are people that, and we're not going to mention names, but there are people that get very angry. They're very passionate. I'll say that they're passionate. They have a passion, and that's fine. I mean, we all get passionate about things. When we're behind a cause that we believe in and we want our side to win, we get passionate.
I mean...
But sometimes it gets a little personal, no?
Yes, yes, and I can tell you that because, like, I'm a DC for that fan. I mean, I've been a DC for that fan since I was not even born. Maybe in my mom's...
In her womb.
In her womb. Whatever, hey, but...
All right. Was your dad a fan of the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think...
And a Yankees fan, that's why...
Yankees?
Know,
okay.
They're the Yankees, you know, whatever, hey. But... I mean, how can I say it?
Let me just say something real quick. So your dad was a Cowboys fan, right?
Yes.
And he'd been watching the Cowboys. From what years do you think he would have been watching the Cowboys? Like, who were the stars when your dad was watching the Cowboys?
Maybe Roger Staubach.
Staubach.
And
but those are the greats, right? Those are like...
Etuta Jones.
Wow. So these, but these are people like in history that...
Yeah.
You know, great fans.
Yes.
And maybe, and this is just me guessing, and no disrespect to your family, to your mom, to your dad, but maybe your dad was such a Cowboy fan in the consummation with your mom to make you a reality. He was so enamored with the Cowboys when they consummated and you came about, it's in your DNA that you were going to be a Cowboy fan. Is that a possibility, you think, maybe? Or after you were born, was he like instilling, hey, let's watch the Cowboys, this is our team, or...
No.
No?
No.
You just picked it up on your own.
Yep.
As you were growing up, was your calling, that was your team.
If I can remember, I think I was like about... 10, 11, 12 years old, from the, you know, or maybe younger. I remember maybe younger. You know, like I mean, my dad would, you know, my dad drew me to football.
He was probably watching games when you were a kid, yeah. Right? They're probably on TV, yes. And you're walking, you're running around. Yeah. You got boogers in your mouth, you know.
Yeah, boogers.
You're
everywhere.
You got a diaper. You're soiled. Right, yeah, you've soiled yourself.
Yes, whatever, hey, whatever you want to call it. Hey.
But the TV is got the Cowboys on. The yeah. Cowboys are on.
Yeah.
The game is going on.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, they would sell pots, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sell pots. Yeah,
yeah, and people would buy them and they would yeah. watch the game. So you're probably running around. You're a kid. You don't know anything. But the game is on the TV.
Yeah,
your dad's watching it, or he's got it on the TV, and you're hanging out,
yeah.
And that probably imprinted on you, and maybe you caught a glimpse of it,
yeah.
And that kind of got you on board,
yeah.
You know, because back in the day, it was Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Oilers, right?
No, he's
not even Houston.
No, Houston Oilers were like
nothing.
Well,
did they exist? I don't even know when they existed.
No, Houston Oilers, they were, but like,
but they existed though.
Yeah, they existed, but like they were never famous.
Right, right.
Like the Cowboys.
Right.
They
right.
were the Houston Oilers, but just Houston Oilers, not like the Dallas Cowboys.
They were not. So yeah. So the Houston Oilers were like any other team.
Yes.
Nothing fancy, nothing special.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody, I don't know if it was Jerry Jones or his predecessor, somebody decided to label the Dallas Cowboys America's team. And that label seems to rub people. The people who like the Dallas Cowboys, they'll always say, I have a sister, I have family members who will say that's America's team. But then I have opposition that says that was a marketing scheme either by Jerry Jones or somebody who started that to just call them America's team.
And to be honest, to tell you the truth, that well, that's what I've heard and that's what I've read, that the Cowboys, they're called America's team in not because they're because, you know, I'm well, you know, they won six Super Bowls, five Super Bowls.
Okay.
Excuse me, five Super Bowls, but because they're the most televised team. In
the NFL, in yeah, NFL. And it's true that, because that,
you know, love them or hate them,
you're gonna watch them.
You're gonna watch them.
Yeah,
that's why they're America's team.
That's a good description because if I'm being honest, I do watch every Dallas Cowboys game, and
I bet you wish. That they would lose.
I would say if I have to put a number to it, most times when I watch them, I do want them to lose.
But you know, hey, but okay. Hey.
But yeah, but this goes back to, for instance, and you know why I want them to lose? Is because the same reason your dad wanted them to win, my dad wanted them to lose.
Yeah.
So we're you and I, we were raised to root or not root for this team. Your dad was a Cowboys fan, always been. You grew up, you saw them on TV.
Yeah.
And still do. And you're in your household, everybody was rooting for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And in contrast, in my house, my dad absolutely hated the Cowboys. Hated the Cowboys. And when on Sundays when football was coming out, my dad would be walking around, drinking a beer. The game was on. And he would just be complaining and talking smack about how much he hated the Cowboys. And I think that was instilled in me. So you and I...
We're the opposite.
We're the opposite, right. Because of our fathers instilled this onto us, right?
Yeah.
Your father said, "This is America's team, Mark. We're gonna root for this team. You're gonna watch. If they win, we're happy." My dad instilled in me, "These are the Cowboys. We hate them.
You're gonna hate them for the
rest. We're gonna hate them
for the rest of your life. For the rest of your lives.
We're gonna hate them, and if they lose, then we're happy, right? So we're just the consequence of our fathers, whatever they put on us, and this is where we're at now, right?
Yeah.
You've got somebody who loves the Cowboys and somebody who hates the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And it could be that there's probably not a good reason why 100% we love the Cowboys or 100% why we hate the Cowboys. But at the same time, we're both watching them anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want them to lose, but I want to watch them lose. You want them to win, and you want to watch them win. Yeah. So we're all tuning in anyway. So who really, in this situation, who really is winning? The Cowboys are winning. Because we're watching them anyway. And
you all are watching them.
Yeah.
I watch them, like because, hey, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Right.
And then you, not a Cowboys fan, you are one of the millions of people that watch them, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. So, but hey,
because I want to watch them lose.
Yes, but you all make them America's team.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I'm tuning in.
Yeah.
If I really didn't like him, and if I wanted to create a strategy, I would just not watch them ever. Yeah. And the ratings would go down.
Yep.
I would not even talk about them or say anything, right?
Yep.
Instead, I'm doing the opposite. I'm giving them more glory by watching them.
Watching them.
Sometimes some people would ask me, who's your, the Cowboys are playing on Sunday. Who are you going for, Freddie? And I would say, anybody, whatever team, I don't care who it is, so long as they beat the Cowboys.
You know what, Fred? You're giving glory to
the Cowboys. Right.
That's why the Cowboys are an America's team, because like, and they've been
saying, am I part of the haters? Am I a hater?
Yes.
Oh, man.
But you know what? Like, they've said that the Patriots...
I thought the Patriots were America's team.
And the Patriots, and then they're saying, you know, other teams to be America's team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, to me, no, none of them. You know why? Because the Cowboys are the most hated and most televised team in NFL.
They're the most hated, but at the same time, their fans love them so much. So at the same time, they're the most loved team.
Yep.
Their fans love them so much. I've seen fights on YouTube where people get in fist fights at the games. I thought the Raiders were bad.
Damn.
You know? But there's fights that happen at the games. Fist fights.
Damn.
A lot of times, it's a lot of homies, you know? And the homies are not in shape, but, you know, they'll throw down. But regardless, yeah, they're the most polarizing team. You either love them or you hate them.
Yeah, love them or hate them. Yeah.
That's crazy. But okay, so I agree with you on that. It is true. You know, it's true. You're either going to love them or you're going to hate them.
Yeah.
There's no in between. Nobody ever says, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, well, you know, they lost, but next week will be all right. And they just move on. No. I have a friend of mine at work. She is a true blue Cowboy fan. Every time they win, on Monday, she would come and visit me and do the victory dance, is what she called it. The really? Cowboys victory dance.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
It's something so insulting that I don't want to get into it, but it's very insulting when she says she does the victory dance. And I hate it. But something that's curious is when they would lose, she wouldn't come and visit me anymore. And I would look for her. I couldn't find her.
Damn.
So I couldn't give her an opposite to the victory dance. I couldn't give her a hater dance. I wish I could, but I didn't do it. Anyway, so thank you for clearing that up. I have more understanding now. I think I have more clarity about why, how fans love the Cowboys or they hate the Cowboys. I know we started talking about the Super Bowl. We ended up on the Cowboys. But that's fine because I think we have made a lot of headway. And I think we're going to grow from this. And I think we learned a lot from this. And moving forward, I think I can say anytime the Cowboys play, I'm still going to root against them.
You know what? It's your thing, whatever. Yeah. You know, hey, but I'm always going to be a DC for that fan. And to let me tell you one thing also.
Before we wrap it up.
Yes. I mean, I have a Facebook, whatever. When the Cowboys lose or they're losing, I always talk shit and about the Cowboys, which you know why I say that? Because I'm mad, and I'm a DC for that fan. That's why I say it. But then I have other friends that are also DC for that fan too. But they always tell me shit because like, hey, you're not a Cowboys fan. You're whatever. I'm like, you know what? Nah, I'm.
You call it like you see it.
Yep. Like
if they made mistakes, you're gonna call them on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But they're the type that if they're making mistakes, it doesn't matter. We still have to support them.
Yes.
But because you make criticisms, maybe about a bad plays or bad calls or whatever, then they hold it against you.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Cowboy fans are so devoted. I don't think I've ever been devoted to any team as much as Cowboy fans are or have been. And it doesn't ruin my week. If the Cowboys win, I'll be upset for about 5 minutes after the game. Then I fall asleep and I'm good the next day. But something I notice is like when Cowboys lose, Cowboy fans tend to be upset for the whole week until they play again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. not me. Hey.
Except you're the exception. Everybody else, yes. Yeah. But maybe what if they're super fans and they think that if they have positive thoughts, maybe they can will them to win and say, hey, like a cheerleader.
Oh,
they want to be like.
Oh my gosh. A cheerleader of a Cowboys. Oh,
yeah, well, that's different because they motivate the fans. But I realize that they are not playing in the game. But I do see people refer to them as like we. Yeah. We are going to win. We're going to do this. We should have done that.
Yes,
we should have.
It's especially like on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much vitriol and hate on Facebook. It's, you know, I'm telling you, this is a good friend of mine from back in the day.
Back in the day cafe?
Yeah. And he doesn't even, I haven't seen him for at least 15 years. And he unfriended me. That's how far they'll take it. I don't take it that far. I don't care about it that much. It makes me laugh when they lose. If they win, I always know that they're never gonna win a Super Bowl anyway.
And you know what?
Even Troy Aikman shits on them anyway.
Like this year, they won. Yes, they were 12-5, but.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you one thing. Those 12 games that they won from because they have four.
Because of the division.
Of the division. So they played twice.
Washington team.
So the Giants. That's 2-4-6.
Right out of the gate.
That's six, and then they beat, you know, whatever. But they beat the other six, you know, whatever.
Yeah, team. Yeah.
That were not you know, playoff contenders, Super Bowl contenders, whatever.
Right.
But then they lost to the playoff contenders, or you know, right. They lost to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about the Cowboys, but like the Cowboys can't beat any playoff contenders.
Higher caliber teams. Yes. On paper, it looks good. Yes. On paper, it looks good.
That's what I hate about them, because like they can't beat any good teams, great teams.
Before I let you go, just give me a comment about, number one, first, Zeke Elliott. I know he got injured. He's trying to come back. But his counterpart, Pollard, is it Pollard?
Yeah, Tony Pollard.
Doing a great job, yeah, Tony, by the way,
Tony,
right?
Pollard, yeah.
Do you think Zeke has lost his momentum? Has he peaked and now he's going down? Or is he going to make a comeback? This is for Zeke Elliott. And then I'll ask you about Dak after this. What is your opinion about Zeke? Is he going to be back? Or is he... Has he seen his glory days come and go?
This is going to be his sixth season.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still in his prime time.
Okay.
He will come back.
Despite the fumbles, despite that he's been
healthy, he will come back with the Cowboys.
If he's healthy 100%,
yes,
it'll be a good Zeke.
Yeah.
He'll be able to get fed again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Feed me again. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very annoying to me that he would go like that.
Yes.
Hated that.
No, like this. Like.
How do you go? Yeah. Oh, annoying. Hate that guy.
Okay. And then?
So Dak Prescott also injured, and then he came back. Mm-hmm. Back from a big injury. Is he overhyped? Or is he just waiting to peak? Has he peaked and gone down, or is he, if we give him a chance, if he gets the chance, he's getting ready to just blow it out of the water? What do you think?
To be honest, him and Tony Romo, Tony Romo.
Romo, yeah.
They're tied, with the same playoff team, playoff, whatever.
Yeah.
They both have the same, you know, like games and whatever, and they have exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think Dak Prescott has a more chance.
Is he going to rise above and make a breakthrough, you think?
Yes.
You think he will?
Yes, he will.
More than Romo?
Yes.
He has the potential. You believe he has the potential?
Yes, but they have to work with the offensive line.
He has to be protected.
The offensive line, yes.
Give him some time.
Yes.
Help him make the moves.
Yes.
Make the passes.
And you know what? Let me tell you one thing also. Before, you know, like, a lot of people say that get rid of the coaches like Mike McCarthy whatever. No. It's not the coaches. The coaches, yes, they coach you. You know, to do this or whatever. It's not the coaches, it's the fucking players.
Ultimately, it's on the player.
Yes, on the fucking players, not the coaches. Hey, but a lot of people, especially the Cowboys fans, whatever, or they say, no, get rid of Mike McCarthy, get rid of this,
whatever. The offense coordinator, the defense coordinator.
No, it's not the coaches, it's the fucking players.
Well, okay, then what about the owner? What about Jerry Jones? Right, he's the owner of the team.
Yes.
Do you think Jerry Jones is making the right moves by appointing the coaches, hiring the people that he needs? Or, like some people say, the Cowboys need a new owner. What's your opinion on Jerry Jones? Do the Cowboys need a new owner? Or is he making the right moves?
Well, to be honest, the Cowboys need a new
franchise.
Fucking everything. You fucking everything. Like everything. From they have to start from scratch.
Start from scratch. Listen, I saw games where Troy Aikman was calling the games, and Troy Aikman was very critical about everything from the Cowboys, and even Cowboys fans were upset with Troy Aikman because of the way he would criticize them. But you have to understand, Troy Aikman is coming from the, in my opinion, Troy Aikman is coming from the perspective of he's a champion. He took the Cowboys. How many times did Troy Aikman win championships with the Cowboys?
Two.
Yes. He went there, took them there, not once but twice. So he knows what he's talking about.
94 and 96.
94 and 96. Troy Aikman is a champion, right? And even Cowboy fans at this point today hate the comments that Troy Aikman makes about the Cowboys. But I think he has a point, because he sees what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And he has opinions about how they could fix it. Yeah. Cowboy fans get upset because he makes these comments. But I think he's making these comments because I think he really does want the Cowboys to win. And he's making an opinion. And he thinks that he knows how they can fix things to benefit the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But Cowboys fans hate him for criticizing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
What's your opinion about Troy Aikman today? Not him as a champion back in the day, but today, criticizing the Cowboys and that they're not
a caliber team
that they should be.
For him as a commentator, I'm 50-50.
I mean, because you have to appreciate him for taking the Cowboys to a Super Bowl. Yeah. You have to appreciate him.
Yes. I mean...
But at the same time, you don't like the comments that he makes, yes, because it kind of seems like he's just being very critical. He's not... It's a different... It's kind of... It could be a little bit different. The game is a little bit more different. The rules always change. The rules are different now. Oh. It's not like when he was back in the day. Which some might argue that back in the day, it was more rough and tumble. And today, with the rules that they've been shifting and changing. And you know, back in the day, a quarterback would get hit more than today.
Yeah.
And the penalties today are worse than back in the day. You can't really hit a quarterback that much today.
No, and then how can I say it? Like a lot of people are saying, and I don't know. I mean I've seen it. I don't know how to say it, but like that the referees.
Oh, here we go.
The refs. Have been causing the Cowboys to lose, you know, because of the stupid penalties that they throw on the Cowboys. The
calls are not right.
Yes, whatever. I mean, I've seen them. Some of them, yes, the Cowboys fucked up, and some of them.
But don't you think it goes both ways? You know, sometimes it goes towards the other team. Sometimes it goes towards. Against the Cowboys. But isn't it 50-50? Like,
No. To me, to be honest, the Cowboys, the players, you know, they've fucked up, you know, like especially like on the holding calls.
Uh-huh, right.
But then again, you know, hold on. Also, I've seen also the other teams that the Cowboys have played, They've done more holding calls than the Cowboys.
Okay.
But the refs call more on the Cowboys than the other team. Yes. So to me, I don't know,
Do you think when the Cowboys play, the refs kind of know or think that they need to be careful because the Cowboys are playing. Like, do you think that, as opposed to, so let's say for instance, the Cowboys are playing the Eagles. That's a game, right?
Oh, that's a game, right? No, that's a rivalry.
It's a rivalry, right? Do you think in a game between the Cowboys and the Eagles, is that any different than a game between Green Bay versus the Vikings?
No.
Or, right? It's the same thing. I mean, they're both rivals.
Yeah.
Right? So they have to, the whole world is watching them.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody tunes in.
Yep.
We know about games, rivalries, and everybody's tuning in.
Yep.
And we know that the refs are under a microscope, depending on what are they calling, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think the refs are calling it any different whether the Cowboys are playing the Eagles or Green Bay is playing the Vikings or any other rivalry out there. I think they're just trying to do the best they can. Unless, if there's a huge conspiracy about refs getting paid off, maybe. And, I tend to be, I'm the type of person that likes to look into conspiracies.
Yeah.
You know, well, maybe somebody's getting paid off, follow the money. I'd look into it. But I'm not super into the NFL, so I don't know. But I think that all the games are getting called about the same, and it kind of works out the same. I don't think anybody is favored. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I mean, to me, it just...
feels like it.
Fucking stupid mistakes that the Cowboys have been making, you know, like, especially like the number 52. The guard.
That guy wasn't he gone for a little while and then he came back?
Yes.
And he started making the same mistake again?
Yes, like either holding or false starts or whatever.
Yeah, I remember he was doing a bunch of false starts.
And holding, you know, I mean, he's been costing the Cowboys a lot of games.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then, I don't know, like, I mean, it just comes to, you know, like at team effort, you know, like,
yeah, for like, sure, for sure. Yeah, it's a team effort. If the team is pulling, if they're all hitting on all cylinders, they're going to do good. It's going to be a good season.
Like the first six games, damn, the Cowboys were, the Cowboys were, damn, like,
unstoppable. I mean,
fuck, like you know, and then I think Dak got hurt.
Remember? Right, right.
Dak got hurt for, you know, he was out for one game, and then they played against Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings, right?
The backup.
They had the backup quarterback,
and he won. He won, right? And then that came back again. And then after that, they won 2-3, and then they lost. But
it's just a mixed bag. It gets, football is exciting. I never really paid so much attention to football. Again, I'm more like a mixed martial arts kind of guy, but. Because of you, I'll be honest, because of you, and you're such a Cowboy fan, you kind of got me interested into it, and I started paying more attention to it, and started learning more about football, and who the players were, and the divisions, and a lot of details that I never knew about. To be honest, I never knew about football until you really got into it, And to be honest, since you were so into it, I started to look into it.
Yeah.
And that's then this is where I got to, right? But so you know a lot about football, and I'm very impressed, and I appreciate how you follow it, and not just NFL, you're into college and you know your stuff about that too. So I'm impressed.
And also in the WWE.
Oh, WWE is another thing, you know. that I was never into. I remember one time I went to your house and you had bought a pay per view and
remember Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey was yeah, she was in UFC and then she went to
WWE. And then at WrestleMania, she's gonna fight Charlotte Flair, and then I bet you Ronda Rousey's gonna beat Charlotte Flair.
Do you think they're setting her up to win back or to come back?
Yes.
It kind of feels like it, right?
Yes.
Because she was pregnant.
Yes. And then.
And now she had the kid, yes, and she's coming back, and yeah, there has to be like a breakthrough, like a champion. Yep. So they're probably, you know, they're gonna set her up.
Well, before Miss Rossi, mm-hmm, she was gonna fight Becky Lynch, the man, you know, I'm from the WWE champion from Raw, but then Charlotte Flair told her something like, you know, on SmackDown told her something like, you know what, you you're afraid of me, whatever. So you know, it's, you know what, and then Miss Rossi said, you know what, on WrestleMania, I'm gonna fight you. So I
bet. And that built.
Yes.
It was a build-up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's something that's about wrestling. It's kind of like a drama, and it builds. Yes. And then they create this whole dramatic fight.
Yep. But another year, it's called World Wrestling Entertainment.
Right.
That's why it's called WWE.
Because so it's not like a no holds barred.
It's not like UFC,
right?
Or boxing, or so whatever.
It's scripted. There's a script, yeah, and it's like a drama series. Yes, yeah.
But also, don't get me wrong. There's been a couple of times how can I say it? It's fake, right? But they've also, one wrestler hits the other wrestler, but like accidentally, you know.
Oh yeah, they'll get hurt for real.
Yeah, hurt, for real.
I was looking into I forget who it was. I don't know if you know who it was, but I was going down a rabbit hole about wrestling where some guy had a routine where he would come from the top on a something that would launch him down to the ground, but there was a failure and he fell. Was it? He fell all the way down and he died. Was it Hart? No. I forget who it was, but there was a famous wrestler who he was supposed to make a grand entrance.
Yes.
Like from very high atop. And then there was a malfunction.
Yeah.
And he fell down to his death.
Yep.
I mean, and even when the wrestlers are fighting, there is a lot of athleticism that is involved.
Yep. And that, you know what? That's called, that's called, like The Rock.
Yeah.
Like The Rock, he was and still is, that's called, how can I say it?
Performance?
Performance, like, you know, like.
I mean, they're athletic, they perform, and there's a script. But you have to be a certain level of competition to be able to perform whatever is requested.
Yeah.
Not just anybody can do it.
Nope.
It takes skill to do what they do. Yep. I will never take that away from them. Even if the fights are rigged, talent, they still have to. They still have to perform.
They have to have talent, like the person, like the Rocky has talent, like wrestling and everything, like, because, like,
right. And at the same time, they're acting.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be athletic.
Yeah.
You have to act.
Yeah.
If you get hurt, you kind of have to get through it.
Yeah.
So it's not just like anybody can do it.
Yeah.
It still takes talent, a skill, athleticism. It's all involved.
Yeah.
Not just anybody can do it. Otherwise, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
And even though it's, even if it's scripted, you have to go through the script. You have to survive. You have to know how to hit. You know how to land. Know yeah. how to...
Do
every little thing that's involved.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I saw a documentary about Andre the Giant. You know, Andre the Giant started... Uh-huh. He had a growth thing where he just grew so much. And he became like a freak show. But in wrestling, people were afraid of him. Uh-huh. Because even just training with him, if he would slap you, he was so big, a little slap would hurt so much.
I mean, imagine his hand, like...
Yeah.
Like
and ever... And,
like,
and
imagine his hand, like...
Yeah, one hand of yours would be two of his hands. And he would drink. He was an alcoholic.
Really?
Damn. He would drink... He could drink bottles and bottles of liquor and not get drunk. You know? Damn. So... huge guy, and he eventually he did pass away, but he was a big drinker. But anyway, wrestling is not just about fake. I mean, not just anybody can do it. It's
nope.
it's a big thing, and it takes skill, it takes talent for anybody who wants to try it. Yeah. It takes a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a lot. So I'm gonna leave you with this. This is the wrap up with it was very footballish. But I hope you all enjoyed it. It's inside football. I got my champion here. He's going to come back another day. And we're going to talk about something completely different other than football. But just so you know, we got Mark. So until next time, this is Freddie with What Did I Do? Yeah.